day and the guest in a very special day, actually, because we have a new person as a regional leader for the Scandinavian region.
Nella sala non si fermo in un'impresa che sta nella Oviera, alla città, e adesso nella ONU, UCI, Scandinavian, Oviera, 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 Oviera,
Oviera. I will briefly introduce about him. A woman in the 1970s, so a young man, and he was the leader for the German Cup in the 1980s, when the German Cup was very active and especially doing many things. For example, making some big demonstrations in Berlin. So some of us were there also. So some of our brothers and sisters know him personally from the primary event. And also he was leader, national leader for Germany. Peter Schmidt has studied medicine. He's a medical doctor in Western, or at least a doctor in Western medicine, but he has also lived for several years in Korea, where he studied traditional Chinese medicine and Korean acupuncture, also specifically hand acupuncture, especially Korean way of acupuncture. In 1990s, some 10 years ago, he received mission to be national messiah for Denmark. And in that time, he returned from Korea to Europe. And actually, he is living in Germany, but very near to Denmark, just 10 minutes travel from Denmark. And from there, he's practicing his mission and they're practicing his work as a doctor, helping people with different health problems or even some mental problems, somehow it's helping. He has wife and three daughters, I think, and he has chosen for us the text reading, so that we can prepare our hearts for today's sermon. The title of it is So We Can Build the Kingdom of God.
Minä haluaisin näyttää teillä lähellä, että minä olen takaisin seinän, jossa minä yritän minun omilla sanoilla ja sitten omilla niissä. Mitä hän on siis Saksassa ja liittynyt kaasin nuorena miehenä. Ja silloin se kaapu oli tosi murrosta laukkassa. Ja silloin sitä tiedän, että on tapahtunut tämä säilyy teillä. Joo. Ja sitten myöhemmin hän oli kanssallinen johtaja Saksassa. Ja hän asui Tanskan lähellä. Ja myös hän on opiskelijalääkäri ja myös hän on kansallinen lääkäri Tanskaan. Ja hänellä on vaimo ja kolmas tässä. Ja nyt ensin Eilari, miten meillä.
Speaking about kingdom and his righteousness. Next, before we let him speak, we want to combine the songs together. And,
the Lord has come again. Sing So,
thank you very much for inviting me to come to Finland, to Helsinki. I'm close up.
Okay.
Are you from Finland?
Swedish.
You are Swedish. Okay, I'm closer now. Thank you. Anyway, I'm very happy to come here, and somehow God, I don't know how he does it, but I visited now Denmark, and then next week I was in Sweden, next week I was in Norway, and I had a little break and I came here, and every time I travel, same wonderful weather. I cannot believe that. So I'm very inspired. God wants to show us his hope and his bright, his desire to make us happy. Actually, when I come to a country, then for me, everything I experience from the when I step out from the airport until the end, I feel always God is telling me something. How is the situation? So the brothers and sisters I meet, the things I eat, the things I experience, somehow I always think, God, what does it mean? And when I come also here to Finland, I'm always very deeply touched by the brothers and sisters, how they live, how they try to serve and tend our two parents, and how much love they try to invest. And of course I know our life is not easy, and we don't have such an easy time only, but nevertheless, you're trying so hard, and you took so good care of me. So I had yesterday a wonderful dinner in our restaurant, so beautiful dinner there, thank you so much, and I could share with our leaders here, and I could get so much inspiration from what you were saying. And I see some old faces like Yuka. So I'm very inspired. Okay, I received this mission to be a regional leader just, I think, 2 months ago. Frankly speaking, the word leader is very frightening. And according to the standard of our two parents, I am not a leader at all. So don't expect much for me, because what is a leader according to the two parents, how it was explained to us in Korea? It's the one who naturally made success in his neighborhood and blessed 430 families. Then we have a position to be a so-called leader in the heavenly way. So don't think I'm such a leader, I'm not. So what can I offer to you? I explained to President Song my limited time schedule, and I said, it's a big title, and I showed him, and if he said, if you still think I can be of help, I will be happy to do that. And I'm very happy to do that, and but I don't have also the time to be constantly present. I'm working in a clinic, doing my work as a doctor there, which I feel is my mission. So in that sense, I will not be able to be every month here, but I will try my absolute best with what I can to do and help in this region. Yeah, I was very wonderful introduced from you here, and you explained about me, and I joined in 76, and now I have a wonderful family with three daughters. My wife is from Spain, and I met several of the Finnish brothers and sisters in Germany. Actually, you send very precious sisters to Germany, and they're doing a great work there. Like Seya, you know her? She sometimes comes here?
Yeah.
So, we are very grateful for that. I choose the topic, how can we build Chonel Gurk? So, he translated it to the kingdom of heaven. And as you know, Father is now constantly concerned about that. And I wanted to speak about this. And before, I just like to quote something from Reverend Clark, what he said about this Chonel Gurk. As you know, we are very deeply inspired by our two parents. But on the other hand, it is very good to look at brothers and sisters who are very successful in attending our two parents. Because we don't have the level of two parents, but we can learn from successful brothers and sisters who were able from the fallen lineage to be so close to two parents. So I think to look at Reverend Quark, how he is attending our two parents, can help us very much. And at the same time, other brothers and sisters around. So he is writing in a letter to all of us some weeks ago the following: God's ideal of creation cannot be fulfilled without a nation. That nation is not created in heaven. It must be substantially created on this earth. The creation of this nation on earth cannot be done through any external factors such as force, authority, or financial power. It is created through the families that have brought about three great revolutions: the revolution of indemnity, the revolution of conscience, and the revolution of heart. Through reading two parents' precious words, the force that creates this nation is the family, and it will be created through the Hundok Church, restoration of our tribes, and breakthrough in the local communities. Now is the time to establish Hundok Hay not only within our families and tribes, but also expanding this to the local area near our places of residence, in public meetings, in society, as small Hundok groups where people are educated by the words of the two parents of heaven, earth, and humankind, thereby expanding our sphere of life and cementing the foundation of Chonel Gurk. And then, actually, I wanted to read something from Father's speech, and I explained a little bit bad to him, so he read a little bit different from what I was going to read to you. So I read this from Father. Very short. The path we should seek is one we would truly wish to take. The kingdom that we should seek and establish is one in which we want to live for all eternity. The things we need to have must belong to the cosmos while belonging to us at the same time. They should belong to this age and the past, and also be those that can be ensured for it in the future. You should envision the ideal hometown in your mind, establish its righteous laws in your lives, and live for the cake of the kingdom and its righteousness. Okay. So, when we were in Korea, father suddenly asked, do you have your passport for Jeonghae-guk? How about you? You have? Here? Yeah. At home. Okay. Everybody?
So you are really doing best here in Scandinavia. Normally I ask where everybody goes to try. And this already is, as you know, in the external world, very important, right? If you go from another country, they want to see your ID card. If we wanted to enter the kingdom of God, we must show we belong. If you want to enter here, here is a Jeonghae-guk, we must show our card. So this is a something which is a little conscience we have to be aware of. What we want to do is to build the kingdom of God on earth. So we have to register, Father said. Frankly speaking, long time it didn't click in my mind, but actually we need to register and we have to have our ID card. And then next, when you come to a country, what is always the main challenge if you enter another country? The language. The language. So how about, what is our language in Jeonghae-guk?
Korean.
How is your Korean?
한국말 잘해요? 지금부터 한국말만 이야기합시다.
Korean language is difficult to learn. I have sent his father to Korea to learn Korean language or language. And then we started to study, and the more I studied it, I realized, hallelujah, it's like learning three languages at least. It's not easy. And then I tell you one experience. Two parents came to China, our university. And then we were there, maybe 10 brothers. Well, of course, we were introduced to two parents. And then we should say something in Korean. For the first time, you were introduced to the parents, you would say, you know, something like that. Very simple. My name, I'm from. And I look at her parents, they were smiling so much. They were so happy. And I thought, you know, I mean, it's so simple thing we said. So what can we learn from this experience? You have children, right? You remember when your child said the first time, mama? Or what do you say? Mama?
I did.
You remember? Who can remember? When the child said the first time,
mama,
you do?
Yeah, you are more fresh, huh?
How you feel? Huh? You are very happy, right? So, what I want to express is the two parents are our parents. We are their children. So they are waiting. We say mama, only in Korean. And what do you think? If you are parents and you have a many children, one maybe is sick, and you worry very much about that child, right? And then the child becomes healthy. What do you feel? They're happy, right? How about the other children? Of course you love them, but you worry very much about the child which is sick. So, for Korean people, they grow up with Korean language. That's not so special they know Korean, right? Is it? We expect. But what I want to say is, the kingdom of God is a kingdom of heart. To learn for us Korean language is extremely difficult. But if we are trying to great chance to make a deep artistic relationship with professors. Because they can see he's trying just to learn maybe 10 words or 20 words, and they touch the heart. In that way, we can touch the heart very deeply, more than a colleague can do, because anyway, you should know colleague, right? So please understand, the more difficult something is, the more deep you can make, we can make a connection of heart. So when I was in Korea this time, beside me was Knut from Norway, education leader, and he was looking at the program, and he was constantly asking the other sister, the Korean sister from Sweden, what is this in Korea? What is this in Korea? And I was so amazed at his attitude, trying to use every minute just to learn maybe one or two or another word for the Korean language in the future. So in that sense, the effort we do to learn Korean is an artistic investment which will make you come very close to heaven. Uh-oh, another headache, yeah? We are here, and we are, I think, more non-Finnish people. I heard yesterday, and you should learn Finnish language, which is very difficult. And then you should learn Korean language. It's too much. I don't know how, what I can tell you. But nevertheless, we have to definitely understand how important is language. So our heavenly language is the Korean language. Someday we should learn it. And when we are in a country and are not from this country, and we learn the Finnish language, then this is the artistic connection for this country. How do you feel when she is talking Finnish here? Isn't that amazing? What do you think? How do you feel? Isn't that something? If I hear somebody telling, my wife, she's speaking German, there's so much, investment behind. At the same time, so much suffering because she cannot express completely in the German language. This is always limitation. Language you want to express your heart, you cannot, you're always limited, isn't it? Always some kind of suffering. So in that sense, we have to respect so much somebody tries to learn our language. Okay, these are two external things, how we can build the kingdom of heaven. We need passport, we need language, right? So what is the next? You need a man. The word is not man. You know already? Tokyo. Only there? Stabbing?
You
need a gateway to heaven. Gateway to heaven. Yeah. I think the father's definitely biggest concern with the country. And when you hear all the demands we have, it's a very heavy, isn't it? For you, for me, very heavy. You have to make this goal, this goal, this, don't you feel burden? No. You don't feel? Then if you don't feel also something is not right, if you don't feel nothing, then you don't care enough. Anyway, when I came and gave this sermon, I say, actually, before we can have a land, we have to think, do I have a peace with God? Do I have
love with my Heavenly Father? Do I feel as a child of God? Do we feel like a child of God? Is it just intellectual? Or do we feel it? How about it? You feel it sometimes? Not all the time. Me neither. So when I came to this country, you know what God, He always said, I pray and then, what shall I say? I come the first time. What can I say? I have no experience, your country. How can I make any clever guidance? I have, you know, not worked here. What can I tell you? And then God always says to me one thing. Please, somehow, try to let them feel how much I love them. How much I am with each one in the country. How much I understand their suffering. You know, God is always there. We are suffering, but He's just behind me. And your suffering is God's suffering. Your sadness is God's sadness. But as we know, God's situation is much more difficult than my situation, isn't it? God's suffering is so much more deep. If we understand, we will just start crying. So, but how can I make my children become clear that I totally love them? I don't love my children only when they make certain conditions. Do you think God is like that? Only when you fulfill the condition, God will love you? Hell, would that be a love for your child? If your child doesn't come to Hundo K, even is ready to leave our movement, our church, second generation, are you going to stop loving your child? What are you going to do? You're more desperate, right? Isn't it? So how are we with each other? Somebody is leaving our movement because of suffering. Just to say, okay, one minus. No, we are desperate. This is a God's heart. It's not connected to any condition. If God would have a condition to love us, only if I fulfill this and this and this, hallelujah, what kind of God is this? It's not. God's love is absolute. He said, no, you know, when I came and I was thinking, how can we build the kingdom of God? You know, when God made the creation, He could have just made, I made one kind of tree, one kind of animal, one kind of plant, maybe that's enough. Is it? God didn't stop to create the animals. We don't even know all species which are there. He didn't stop in investing everything for us. When we go in the nature, it's all God's love for us. It's all made for me, for you. And how beautiful is this country of Finland, right? Have you been traveling all over?
Yes.
Yeah. You. But many maybe didn't, right? So how much love God invested here in this country? So what I want to say is God is not, He didn't stop, He's not, who can help me, geistig, English, greedy, stingy, you understand? Yeah. So in that sense,
what is our situation in Scandinavia? If I come, I try to understand more internally what is the challenge we have in this country, and not only Finland, but also Finland. We are living in countries where the winter is very long. So it's a lot of darkness, right? We are living in countries where there's a lot of space with not a dense population, right? 5 million in Finland, you know, in Denmark, in Norway, and huge land. So what does it mean?
Crowded.
It's good.
Yeah, I think so.
It's good. It's wonderful. How you feel in this country? You feel secure?
Yeah.
Finnish people, you feel very secure, very deeply inside you are secure. How is your feeling? What?
What?
And internally?
No,
just alcohol.
Big problem.
My feeling is, I, you know, and excuse me if I say anything stupid or wrong, but my feeling is a little bit in Scandinavia and Finland also, there's a kind of, maybe Finland especially of this sort, some kind of insecurity. You are the neighbors to Russia, right? So Russia for many years was always very, not easy relationship. Huh? You were invaded by other countries. So there's some kind of insecurity, some kind of fear. A fear which sometimes you aren't even completely aware of. But this kind of fear creates what?
Unsureness.
Insecurity, and what can it also create? Yeah, and maybe it's difficult to trust. Because you don't know. Exactly. And then if you don't trust, what happens? You have to make sure what is you. Huh? It's not so easy to be so open. This is, again, has also something to do with the climate. You know, when we go to the southern countries, we live in the street. Huh? If everything is open, you know, it's very different. Here, when I come out of the apartment, the first country I see, there are two doors, not just one, two doors I have to close to enter the apartment. What? Why is this? Is the whole apartment like that? Two doors? One door? Another door?
It's the heat.
It's the heat, okay. But at the same time, it makes, you know, you have to protect yourself. It comes from the climate as well. Chinese medicine explains that very well. So what I want to say is, we have certain spiritual challenges we have to overcome. And some is maybe this kind of insecure feeling because you have to be careful, nature, maybe even your neighbors or whatever, and big distance. And how we can overcome such things. Are we afraid of God?
No.
You're not afraid of God? When some father comes and says, what did you do for God in your life? Something? Actually, this is what he did in Korea. He went around like that and asked, what did you do for God? Hallelujah. I think I was at it. I felt better he doesn't come, you know. But on the other hand, the Father gave this incredible love So I think if we have some spiritual challenge where we are trying to, you know, stay away from it, don't come too close to it, we have to meld it with love. The only way we can do it is to give that feeling of love that we are secure. I heard this kind of problem here would be relationships. Relationship is a problem in Finland. They don't relate so much. Well, I think this is maybe a Scandinavian problem. So how can we, actually, how can God, who is the God of relationship, be interviewed? So we have to make a revolution. Father says, the revolution of indemnity. Cut the relationship which goes to Satan. This is the indemnity, right? Then make the conscience, I am with God. Listen to my conscience. And then make the revolution of heart, which makes a relationship with love. How about your feelings? Now you are many years in this country working. Let's be honest, are we tired? Can we still get new guidance? Are you tired today? Who's honest here? Aren't you tired? You still want to hear, actually do something? What do you want to do? Take your education?
Why are you not answering? Tired or not?
Why did you just want to, you wake up, oh, another day, I can do something, I can love my wife more. I will keep such a day 10 seconds longer. Make the record. Huh? Did you wake up like that? Or you will send a call to your parents, I will make it work to the car, everything will be sent to jail. I cannot wait to wake up. Leave the shoes of my system today. Did you think like that? Of course you think not.
Not yet.
You know what I mean? Get out. Okay. How are you feeling? I'm all right. My dear brother Hammer will be there. He's all right. Anyway, what must be the secret not to get tired? Why are our parents not tired with all this movement of loons who never fulfill what they said? How can they not be tired?
Parental love.
There must be some answer, you know. Sometimes the national leader might be frustrated because nobody listens anyway. I know how to be the national leader. Is it really, you know, when I became national leader in Germany, I went around and then everybody told me about their commitment to the leaders, to the church. And I said, oh, who is the church? Yeah, who is the church? Yeah, we are the church. Now, where's your leader? I'm here. You have resentment to me? No. So they are living in the past, you know. Always the victim. Always. So what shall we do? He said, if you hear that 1 day, 2 days, 10 days, 100 days, you get also sick, right? So it's not easy to be in such a position, which we are anyway not. What shall we do? Why the two parents are not tired? Because they, you know, so many things happen always, and not yet the country there, right? Why do you think? How can we not be what?
No, I think the father is such a deep dimension of the last of the war. And it is totally in this kind of world. This is what you think. This kind of flow of things.
How is our pipeline? Is it flowing or not? Some dirt came in? Huh? Did we clean our pipelines across? Is it flowing? Are we constantly feeling this love? Probably not. But we have to constantly clean our pipeline to God so we are fresh again. And when we are fresh, you know, we also will have joy and we will have some happiness. We shouldn't be a movement of sadness. We should be a movement who is able to suffer because we are mature people, but not because we love suffering. Do you like suffering? I don't like it. But I'm ready to do it because I know it's necessary to achieve something. But that's not our goal, is it?
No.
Oh, you want to suffer all the time? I don't. So how can we do? So we have to, you know, when I look at Father, how he's able to carry on this, so how he picks up at the same time all these elements of joy and happiness through loving brothers and sisters. You get a lot of energy. When I spend a day with my patients, I'm not tired in the evening, most of the time. They are tired. Because if you give love to somebody, you can't come back, it makes you lose your energy. So Father must be like this. But that love, Father says, is without condition. When we have a so-called expectation, you know, we have a little prison here. But there's a little sign behind, I would like something back. Huh? I didn't see it. That's written here, you know? And you don't get it back. What happens? So the secret must be the secret of unconditional love. Something very different. What is unconditional love? Father says, we give and forget. Let's try it out. I'm not a master of it. Don't look at it. But Father must be doing that somehow. He's not tired. He's 85. And he's fresh like a spring. So there's the secret. If we want to build the kingdom of heaven, you know what? What if even we have a lamp with boundaries, if we don't feel that love, that excitement, you know, it's going to be another free talk. How do you call that? Graveyard. So the first thing is we need this feeling of being fresh. And then we should make ideal family. Hallelujah. Easy?
No. Was working on it.
That's good. You still have a hope?
Yes.
As long as we have a hope, we can go on. And actually, I could meet several couples in this time. Scandinavia, and there are some stories really very heavy. Some couples really have difficult times. And the thing is, you look at each one individually and you see what a beautiful person is there. And you are looking there from outside and you see, oh, how wonderful he tries to love God and justice. And the other person also. And then for some reason, they cannot, you know, find their common base. And it's a really hard way. Sometimes when I see that and I'm thinking of one family,
seeing again. I could feel God is almost like saying, I'm so sorry to cause you to touch nothing. But also God is saying, you are too blind to see the possibility how you can make the last among each other. So we are blessed by the two parents, and of course we are pregnant, but I believe that there is a way to find happiness in our marriage. There is a way. And again, I have the belief if our marriage is difficult, and we are able to overcome it, then this marriage, in the end, will have such a deep love, such a deep happiness, which cannot be compared to a family maybe very easily with. Do you follow me? So, in every suffering, in every weakness, there is the seed for something great, for something more precious than it is just easy. So please, you know, let's become very silent when we have difficulties in our relationships. Normally it's the world which are like knives which have cut many wounds. Silent and just hold the hand, look at the beautiful sunset or whatever, and let the energy flow without words. Let the love, you know, feel it. Because the suffering of your child, of your spouse, of your brother and sister, when we feel it and we want to give love, and beauty will come out of it. We should make ideal family to make the kingdom of heaven. As long as we struggle, we are not in the kingdom of heaven. Sometimes I feel this and hear Father's words, and I know I'm not there. But if we are not able to get there, there's also no happiness for God, right? So God and me, we are both suffering to come together. And there must be a way to do that. Anyway, Father said it's a new time. It's the era after the coming of heaven. My wife always says to me, you have to be a new person, not like cut time. And I was just cut, some maybe experience. You know, we are new. We should not be like 10 years ago. We shouldn't have the thinking like 10 years ago. Even this morning I read the latest of Father's speech. I don't know if you read it yet, from April 13th. And if you read this speech, the spirit is already different than just 3 weeks ago what Father said. You know, he starts, I just give you the first 2 sentences. Did you ever hear a speech Father started like that? Respected world leaders, ladies and gentlemen, I stand here today with solemn determination. The final moment has come. What an introduction, you know? You sit there, you don't think of anything bad, and you stand here with solemn determination. You know, you're shocked, isn't it? And you are a guest there. You came there for a nice dinner. And you didn't know it's the Last Supper. So far, you know, this is, I mean, it's really like shaking. We are in the last, and then it goes on,
That is the moment in human history when we can no longer stand by allowing humanity to continue on its present course. And then he goes on. So Father knows he has no much time anymore. In 4 years we need that nation. So the pressure in one way is increasing. But now let's be clever. When you pressure something, what can happen? What happens?
It
can break. Right? What kind of pressure we can digest? Can you digest the pressure when a so-called your leader comes and now you do that, you need more money, I don't know what, you know, go out witnessing now, why you didn't fulfill, why you didn't make some children? Can you take that? You're all failures. Why are you sitting here? Failure here doesn't happen. Like that. How do you like it?
Terrible, huh?
German, Nazi spirit. That pressure, what do? You get resentful anyway, this leader does do anyway better than me. What do you want to say anyway? I don't like that church anymore. I don't even know I come to Sunday church. It gives me the best. You like that? No. Is that pressure we like? Obviously not. Huh? What kind of pressure is coming? Are we ready for that? You know, I tell you one thing, when I was not in the movement, I was top leader. Every day we had to fight against the communists with the police protection beside us. And in Frankfurt, I had a group of brothers. I don't want to go too much into detail, but frankly speaking, I could not receive much love and encouragement from them. When I went outside, the communist said, I will hang you up that wall over there. And they come even with knives, and even Cohn Bendit, when they know him, he's a European Parliament member. He was attacking us, you know. And I went, I was happy in the family, and after 1 year in the movement, I was in depression, out of exhaustion. Really exhaustion. I was totally exhausted. That I had to go to God. And then later, when I was in a way recovering, I cannot go into detail. But one time I got a picture from one sister, and that picture, father was sitting under a tree, totally relaxed. And I look at this picture and I said, the burden. And then God said something to me, and I had to cry. He said, I will never allow that you will get into a depression again. It means like, you know, that you break. I will not make you break. Do you follow me? So, we're not going to break. Even the more times or the more things we have, when we are connected to the heart of God, the pressure is an artistic pressure. I'm in this movement not because of any leader. Maybe one leader, I would say, yes. He touched me so deeply. But I'm in this movement because of my Heavenly Father and because of the Jesus. But I respect my brothers and sisters who gave us so much
our down state. The pressure we have from heaven is an artistic pressure because God is suffering. And then somebody is suffering and you are ready to live your life. It's different. And then you are told you have to do something and you do it just out of obedience. So we are talking about artistic pressure because my heavenly father is suffering. My two parents might collect every day because, you know, father cannot walk out. That's a different thing, right? And because of that, I'm ready to change. And we have to deny ourselves. We hear that often. When we deny ourselves, we can say, okay, I give up my job, I give up this, I give up that. Many of us did. But denying means our old fallen nature of arrogance, of being not public minded, all what it belongs to Satan. But maybe you are suffering. Maybe you are poor. Maybe you are lonely. How about denying that? How about denying that old thing? You follow me? And to become a victorious, successful person for God. How about becoming a rich man for God? Something wrong with that? Is it wrong? Or is it clear? How much in my mind is the thinking I will become very successful externally for God? That can be optimal. So what I want to say is we need to change, obviously. Something has to change to develop. I have to change. Let's not expect my wife to change. One of the biggest mistakes in husband-wife relationships is always to tell the other person to change. Only way I change. Only way. Don't expect your leader to change. Only I have to change. How can I change? I want to change, not because he told me. I want to change. I want to become a child of God. I want to become successful for God, not for my own ego. This we should, we have to come for God. Then it's removed. Isn't it? So, how can we build the kingdom of heaven? Yeah, I don't have a simple answer, but obviously we need to make the three great revolutions within ourselves, Father is talking about. And when I have made my family more happy, I should go in the neighborhood. And I should make the Hood of Hate churches. I should connect there and serve there what we did at home church. Didn't we do that? Home church, did we do anything that many years ago? Yeah? That was a beautiful mission, wasn't it? To serve the neighbor. And then, as a community, we have to think how together we can create something bigger. That means working together, trusting each other, making a simple, clear, goal-setting schedule where everybody knows when is something happening, and then have a simple, clear organization so we don't waste the time. and then bringing this country, this area, into a tremendous work. Maybe, maybe, this will help us. Okay, I know, come here one time, say many things, will not make everything different, but maybe you feel with my heart. I hope the most important thing is let us not forget how much God is loving for us, how important each one of us is for God, how much important we are for the dispensation for God. And with this in mind, I wish you a wonderful day today, and I'm longing and I'm looking forward to come again, come someday. Beloved Heavenly Father, we are so grateful that we could find two parents who are teaching us about what is meaningful in life, about the possibility to engraft into your true lineage, about the possibility to educate our children so that we can create a new blood lineage for all the future being connected to two parents. Father, we have so many things to be grateful for. Same time, situations are definitely not easy for each one of us. We have financial, spiritual, emotional difficulties. But our true Father, He never prayed out of weakness. He never wanted to burden you with His own problem. Father, we are sorry we don't have that standard. We want to become the child which will say to you, don't worry about me. I can do it. Heavenly Father, we will cry and your heart will just flow into our hearts without stopping. Please teach us the secret how our two parents can connect to your heart. Father, let us overcome our fears and insecurities so we can stand free and without shame in front of you again. We have done so many mistakes, personally, family, nation. So Father, because of this, so much shame is between you and us. Father, that barriers, they are now to be erased through the help of spirit world. We are promised that all the major religious leaders are working with us. Demonin came here and we could liberate so many of our ancestors. Father, please, our conscience has to be different from today so we can make the revolution of love from today and more from tomorrow. Father, please bless each one here and embrace each one personally so he can really feel your love. And I pray and offer this in my name, Inter Schmidt, Central Blessed Family. Amen.
Amen. Amen.